Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. CHP officers responded to a fatal traffic collision today on Highway 101 near Dyerville. The driver was headed northbound in a semi-truck with a trailer when the vehicle drifted to the east, left the roadway, and tumbled down an embankment. The driver suffered fatal injuries, and the semi-truck spilled diesel fuel and burst into flames. Fire personnel responded and extinguished the fire, while Caltrans and the National Response Center arrived to help clean up the fuel. The coroner's office and the Garberville CHP are working to identify the driver, and the cause of the collision remains under investigation. The Arcata City Council voted unanimously today to approve a repayment plan to the State Department of Finance for its former redevelopment agency. The plan, which still needs the approval of the State Department of Finance, will cover 10 years. The city has $1.5 million on hand from the former agency, which will comprise the initial payment. Subsequent payments will be made using revenue from the sale of Sandpiper homes, and after the first 4 years, the city will pay $300,000 per year with early payment options available if revenue increases allow for an early repayment. Councilmember Mark Wheatley commented that the plan is reasonable and offered a motion, and after further discussion, the council made its unanimous approval. A Ferndale police officer on patrol attempted to pull over a vehicle driven by 54-year-old Hydesville resident Corey Reeves on Wednesday afternoon, but instead of yielding, Reeves led the officer on a short vehicle pursuit as he headed towards Petrolia. During the pursuit, the officer saw Reeves throw an object from his vehicle before he pulled over. Further investigation after the arrival of backup units revealed the object was a plastic baggie containing an ounce of suspected methamphetamine worth about $3,000. Reeves was arrested and booked on several charges, including possession and possession for sale, felony evasion, and driving without a license. In local crime news, the Eureka Police Department, along with Humboldt Bay Fire, have initiated an investigation into a suspected incident of arson at a business on Grotto Street on Tuesday. Witnesses reported they saw someone throw a container that may have had a flammable liquid in it against the building, starting a small fire. Anyone with information is asked to contact Eureka Police. And the Arcata Police Department is asking for the public's help in identifying a person of interest in a stabbing that sent two HSU students to the hospital. Police want to speak with the white male adult whose picture is featured on the department's Facebook page. Anyone with information is asked to contact Arcata Police. The City of Eureka will continue performing traffic signal work next week from October 28th through November 1st. City contractors will work at the intersections of Henderson and E Streets and on Harris Street at the intersections of Central, Union, E, F, H, S, and Harrison Streets. The work will be done from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. weather permitting. Motorists can anticipate short delays and are asked to drive carefully in the vicinity of the work zones. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The legalization of marijuana is an issue that deeply affects Humboldt, Mendocino, and Trinity counties, and now that both Colorado and Washington State have legalized possession of marijuana, the issue is back on the front burner locally. County Supervisor Mark Lovelace points to the fact that the state and federal governments still crack down on marijuana cultivation, sales, and possession, and until there is uniformity across government, local government will remain in limbo. However, the state can still assist local government through the use of regulations already on the books that cover every other industry in the state.
You know, regional water boards, they don't regulate timber. They regulate the water quality impacts of timber. Fish and Game doesn't regulate timber. They regulate the water quality impacts of timber. And so they say, you know, you're harvesting timber over here, that's fine, but here's what you've got to do to protect water quality, to protect wildlife, to protect this.
Lovelace also pointed out,
but the things that are regulated for everybody else, why aren't those regulated here? That's the simplest piece, so that we don't have to regulate marijuana, the cultivation of marijuana itself. If the state's not ready to take up that issue, which is, you know, I wish they were, that shouldn't keep the state from regulating the other stuff that they normally would, just to ensure that, you know, we're not causing unnecessary impacts.
For the first time, national polls indicate that a majority of Americans now favor the legalization of marijuana. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.